Hello everyone, Dr. Will here. Today I want to do a quick exercise to begin to align some of ourselves, the different parts of ourselves, our subconscious mind, and all the parts of our subconscious mind. So we can align it so we're more in tune, and we always say that, I'm in tune with my goals. I'm in tune with my desires. I'm aligned to what I want. And of course we work on logical levels as one way to do that. But even when you align your logical levels, things like your your environment and your behavior and your, your skills, your beliefs and your identity and even your spirituality, it's usually that beliefs and that identity level that we get the block. So we're working toward a goal, whether you believe in the law of attraction, law of vibration, just positive attitude, whatever it is you're working on, you believe in a goal, but something stops you. I recently did a technique which had to do with having jurors, in a jury, a courtroom in your mind, because you're always judging yourself and you're always judging yourself by your own beliefs. And it's not other people's beliefs, it's your beliefs. It's one of the reasons, maybe the statement in the Bible, and I know there's a similar one that Buddha said and one in the Quran and one in the Torah that are similar, where they basically said, God causes it to rain on the just and the unjust, or God is not a judger of people. So we always wonder, why does a person succeed when they're evil? From our viewpoint, they're evil. They're doing bad things. And why do I, maybe, or someone who's a upstanding, nice person, not succeed? Well, one of the thought processes that might be going on, if that person really has no guilt, no shame, no remorse about what they're doing, God will answer their prayers, or the universe will answer their prayers, or there'll be no blocks to them attracting what they want. And those of us that have guilt, shame, and remorse, maybe we're pushing it away. I'm not supposed to get that. Again, maybe that's why you'll get to a certain point, you can't get to another point. It also might explain why this happens a lot, where it seems like people can get incremental growth toward a goal. Like, let's say financial, they'll get to this level, six figures, then they'll get to this level, and then they'll get to this level. They believe is in there that they can't jump from this to this, from nothing to millions. So they have to go incremental up. Other people, it seems like they just jump from one level to the other, whatever it is. So there's, and a lot of our beliefs, they get buried so deep and they're not what they may not be what you think you are. So this is an exercise that'll help begin to remove that. And I would suggest maybe going through this and then listening to the podcast on, the jury system, a different way of aligning your goals. It's a HUNA clearing process, sort of, right? And why, if you hold yourself in contempt, and we'll say that contempt, and it's a legal term, when you always hear the judge say, they'll hold you in contempt. Well, if you're holding yourself in contempt or you're judging yourself, maybe your prayers, your vibrations, your things that you're going for can't reach that highest level. And soon I'll be doing one on why I think passions in general bypass a lot of this and connect you with your spirit. But here's all I want you to do. I want you to take a nice deep breath and close your eyes. And I'm just going to ask these questions. I'm going to go through them a couple of times. And you can keep repeating this part until you can go through all the questions easily and effortlessly and say yes and mean yes. But if you get a no or a, okay, maybe I can do that or I'll buy that. No, it's got to be a yes. And we're going to use this we'll base it on vibration, if you will. But it's all about achieving your goals. So ready? Just take a nice deep breath. Close your eyes. Do you believe that you're a vibrational being? Do you believe that you live in a vibrational universe? Do you believe that the law of attraction or positive mental attitude in your subconscious is responding to your vibrations and your thoughts? Do you believe your thoughts and vibration equals your point of attraction and what you attract? Do you believe that you have some measure of control over your thoughts and your vibrational offerings? Do you believe that the thoughts that you think and the way you feel are connected? Do you believe that when you feel good feelings, that it means that you're offering a vibration that's more a vibrational match to what yourself and what you want? Do you believe that you have the ability to think more thoughts that feel good? Do you believe that you are thinking a thought And you can tell whether you're on track of it helping you and get your goals, or it's hindering you. Do you believe that you have the ability to stop in the middle of your awareness of a hindering or negative thought? Do you believe that with practice, it will get easier and easier? Do you believe that by starting with the easy of these easy thoughts is the best way to go about it? Do you believe that you can align with your thoughts toward your goal a step at a time? Good. Now, if you could say yes to all of those, you're probably in line with all your goals. But again, let's do it again until you can get a resounding yes and mean it in your goal. Gut. Do you believe that you're a vibrational being? Do you believe that you live in a vibrational universe? Do you believe that the law of attraction and positive mental attitude and attracting things to you and your subconscious is responding to your thoughts and your vibrations? Do you believe that your thoughts and vibration equals your point of attraction and what you attract? Do you believe that you have some measure of control over your thoughts and your vibrational offering? Do you believe that the thoughts that you think and the way you feel are connected? Do you believe that when you think a good feeling thought, that it means you're offering a vibration or a thought process that's more in tune with yourself and what you want? Do you believe that you have the ability to think more good thoughts and that feel good? Do you believe that as you are thinking a thought, you can tell whether it's on track to helping you or it's on a way to hinder you? Do you believe that you have the ability to stop in the middle of your awareness of a hindering or a negative thought? Do you believe that with practice, it gets easier and easier? Do you believe that by starting with the easy of these thoughts is the best way to go about it? Do you believe it's okay to align your conscious and your subconscious mind? Again, repeat this until you can get through all of these, with a resounding yes. Once you can do that, you can move toward getting your goals. And then you can align. And if there's a stuck thing, go back and repeat one of the clearing processes to get those parts of you, those jurors, as I call them in your mind, those parts of you in line. So thank you, and we'll see you soon.